Not this year, I haven't. I used to go all the time. They are presenting Romeo and Juliet.
It's one.
The other one, it's not a very good production this year, but I mean, as far as my taste is concerned, I've seen Romeo and Juliet. I don't particularly like it, you know. It's very simple.
Did you see Franco Zeffirelli production that was shown on television?
No, I didn't see that.
Movie version?
No.
Been done about 10 years or so ago.
I didn't see it on television this time.
Pretty good. Okay, yeah. The question that didn't get off the tape about the person who looks like you, you might say,
I'm no kin to him.
Someone who comes into town no one's ever seen before, you'd say he's
a stranger.
What if he's from another country?
He's foreign.
Would you ever call somebody a foreigner even though he's not from another country?
Yes, he's foreign, yes.
What would be the conditions? Would he have to be out of the south or very far away or what?
Depends about the community. If he's in some communities, very small communities, because he's foreign here, he's a stranger here. He could be from Aniston, you know, Lieutenant, he just doesn't follow our customs here. So he's foreign to us.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some proper names, just for pronunciation. A woman's first name begins with the letter M, the mother of Jesus was
Mary.
Okay, and George Washington's wife was
M2. Martha.
And a girl's name begins with an N. It's short for Helen.
Short for Helen?
Begins with an
N. Nana?
Okay, this is, I just spelled it N-E-L-L-Y.
Nellie?
Sure. And a boy's name begins with a B. Sometimes a male goat is called a
Buck.
Okay, this ends with a Y too. What kind of goat?
Boy.
A blank goat. Begins with B and ends with Y. It's not boy though.
It begins with B and ends with Y. goat, you
could,
said?
It could be short for William.
Or Bill.
So it would be a ends with Y.
Billy? Oh, Billy Goat. Sure. Yes.
Yeah. And a man's name that begins with M, Matt would be short for.
A man's name begins with M.
And Matt would be short for.
Matthew?
Yeah. And a woman's name beginning with S, the wife of Abraham was. And biblical Abraham.
Oh, biblical Abraham. It's not Sarah, is it?
Sure. Okay. What would you call a woman who teaches food? She's a...
A woman who teaches school? She's a teacher?
Okay. Have you ever heard any old-fashioned names for her? School ma'am or school mom?
School mom, school ma'am, yes.
Did you ever use her?
No.
Say the proper name, C-O-O-P-E-R.
Cooper.
And a married woman who has that last name, you would say there goes
Mrs. Cooper.
Sure. What relation would my mother's sister be to me? She would be
your aunt.
Okay. In this situation, you know of a person who is a